I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Cube 88.9 FM. And today in the booth, we have Sylvie Fallis, and she is from Lennoxville and District Community 8. So welcome, Sylvie.
Thank you for having me.
And going to be talking about, it's very exciting, a conference coming up for caregivers, and that's so important too.
It is, and it's something that we're happy to be able to offer to the English population. The resources are not always easily available, so we're glad that this can be available to them.
Yes, it's so important. So the conference is for caregivers and compassion, is that the name of it?
Yes, it is. Compassion fatigue.
Compassion fatigue.
Yes.
Okay. So tell us about compassion fatigue.
Well, basically this conference, if I may talk about the conference first and then how it came about, and also we can get into the compassion fatigue part after.
Certainly.
And it's offered next Wednesday, March 29th, at the Community Center in North Attleigh.
Okay.
And it is free. And as I said earlier, it's in English. And it is at 2:00 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. There will be booths there for people to give out information, different organizations in the area who offer services to caregivers. So people will be there. So on top of the conference, you'll get a chance to meet other resources that are available.
Oh, that's really handy.
Yes, yes.
Exactly.
Great. This conference is made possible through funding from L'Appui, des proches aidants, des aînés. And it was organized by the table locale des organismes communautaires Manfred Magog.
Okay.
And they have a subcommittee that plans activities and does work with caregivers. So this is where this committee is helping out to put together this conference. So we're really proud to be able to do that.
Exactly. And the conference is entirely in English? Or?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. The activity, people can come in earlier. As I said, there'll be information kiosks there. So from 1:15 on.
Okay.
And there'll be a few raffles at the end and things like that. So for those who attend. But basically the conference will be about an hour and a half.
Okay.
So, and it's offered by Amanda Rushlow, who's a registered social worker.
Okay.
And her specialty is the compassion fatigue.
Okay. Good.
So she'll be able to enlighten us on her experience and enlighten us on various things that we can do to help when we are in a situation, a caregiver situation. So
good. So I think there's probably a lot of caregivers in the region.
There are, and often what happens is that people don't realize that they are caregivers. This one is geared towards, we're aiming at caregivers caring for seniors.
Okay.
There are other caregivers also for different age groups, but this one in particular, and what we realize is that people don't see themselves as caregivers. I'm simply doing this. I'm simply looking after my parents. I'm looking after my spouse, my neighbor, a friend, a family member. But it just comes naturally for people to be doing and offering help. However, with time, we see people getting more and more exhausted.
Exactly.
Sometimes short of resources, not knowing what to do anymore. So it's important to be able to receive a bit of information and also have resources out there to help you.
It's so important, and I think it's also a chance for the caregivers to network with other people doing the same
thing. Absolutely. Absolutely. This one, we say it's offered for caregivers, but if you're not sure if you are or not, you're more than welcome. Or even if you know a friend or another family member who doesn't see themselves as a caregiver, but you realize that they probably are, this is a great opportunity to come and get some information and maybe be able to help them in their caregiving process.
For certain, and because the education, the information is empowering.
Yep. Exactly. Sometimes it's just to help them with personal needs, to find a way to tackle daily tasks, and also be able to, fulfill your own life without being overly exhausted.
Exactly, because burnout, I would imagine, is very common.
Well, it grows on people, and people, it's just a little bit more this week and just a little bit more next week, and then it reaches a point where people perhaps they don't see it themselves, but their surrounding network contacts do realize it, and perhaps they can help them along.
Good. That's good to know.
So, as I said, aimed at anyone that may be a caregiver, but also may have an interest for caregivers that they know of, or perhaps we also talk about the sandwich generation, where people are still in the workforce. They're not necessarily living with their parents or their person they're caring for, but they're also dealing with their own family. But so you're sort of in between, trying to meet all those needs. And what we want to do is, support you.
Good, because that those can actions. Be overwhelming. That's, absolutely. I think there's a lot of people in that category.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're at. So we're hoping that...
I find it interesting how people don't realize that they're caregivers. It's just an easy way to slide into it. Their aged mother or father gets a little bit... They have more medical issues, little things happen.
Yeah, loss of autonomy, they lose friends, they become a little bit more dependent on others for daily tasks or events, or even just needing the not being able to live on their own anymore.
And I think there's a lot of guilt, too, for caregivers.
Yes. And there's guilt, but also they're mourning every stages of life. It's not mourning the person that passed away. It's mourning the person that's no longer, that we've known, that's no longer there, in a sense.
Exactly. I can understand that.
So
that's a big adjustment.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is, definitely. Mm-hmm. So here we are. We're trying to, so hopefully we'll have people come and show an interest. And because it's offered in North Attleigh, you don't have to live in North Attleigh. Mm-hmm. It's offered, by the Memphis Magog community organizations, but it's open to the public in the area.
Good. So. And do you have to reserve your spot?
No, it's open. There's no registration. Mm-hmm. Just show up and...
Okay. And the community center, is that right in the town of North Attleigh?
It is. It's right above the fire station.
Okay.
In North, as you come in to North Attleigh. Mm-hmm. The address is actually 3127 Capleton Road.
Okay. 3127 Capleton Road.
Yes.
Okay. That's good to know. Is this the first conference you've organized for the Lennoxville and District Community?
We've done a few others in the past, but not to that extent. And this one is, as I say, we're one organization, part of a group that's organizing this. So so we're excited. We're hoping that... and also I should say that the municipality of North Attleigh is very involved and very has been part of the organization of this conference.
They've to know.
Yes, and they have a committee to that's called MADA, Municipality Friends of Seniors.
Okay.
So they are they're working on having that recognition for North Attleigh, and they've been just wonderful.
Good. It's such an important conference, and I'm really glad to see this happening. So hopefully you'll have a lot of people turn out.
We hope so.
So if anybody's in doubt or anything, they can just show up and maybe they'll see themselves in that situation.
Absolutely.
And get some help. Good.
Exactly.
Great. And lots of different booths, and that's good too.
Yep. And as I said, there'll be a few little prizes for those who attend. So
that's fun too.
Yes, exactly.
Another incentive.
Yes.
Good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Sylvie?
I think this is it. We can, there's a few posters. It's been covered in the English newspapers also. Mm-hmm. Thank you for having us. And not everybody reads the newspapers. So, of course, hearing it on the radio will certainly, perhaps trigger some interest for other people. So thank you so much for your help.
Well, thank you. And I think a lot of people will hear about the conference and hopefully go and attend and get some help, because it's so important.
Wonderful.
It's so easy to get overwhelmed.
Exactly.
Good. Yes. Well, thanks very much and all the best on the conference.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
If in order to participate you require transportation or supervision for someone under your care, please contact Natasha Prince, Municipality of the Village of North Hatley at 819-842-2754. 819-842-2754.